Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, it's time for loose reads. Thanks to our friends at Time Out Bookstore. Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
Nami heo to te toho Pakeha.
Did you have a good Crimbus New Year's period?
I did indeed. I've sort of, felt very relaxed. Read a lot. I read two really long books, so I felt like my numbers weren't up, but the words were still there. The word count was still good. And just zipped around the country from Auckland to Dunedin, up to Northlands, thinking of them right now with the area that we were at, where it's been flooded. Very, very lucky to have time off. But it's really great to be back in the bookshop. We had a great Christmas, actually. Great Christmas. January's going well, and people are really still stocking up on their holiday piles. It's quite good when the weather's bad, because people buy more books. They're knocking a few off their list.
Nice. I also think a lot of people's New Year's resolutions were quite like, I want to read more, I want to spend less time on my phone.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
It's the daily struggle, isn't it? The daily aspiration.
Yeah. I just think, power to you, people.
Absolutely.
Keep reading. And you've come in with potentially a rec for people trying to get off their phone and read a book.
I know, this could potentially put you off the internet even more. Rejection by Tony Tulatamute. He is a New York-based author. This is his second book. His first book was called Private Citizens. And this was longlisted for the National Book Award in 2024, which feels like 1,000 years ago. But it actually only really hit us in New Zealand in 2025, and the paperback's just come out. It was in hardback for all of last year. But this is a book of 7 linked pieces, short stories. There's a list of metaphors in there. There's a letter in there. And it's described by Tulatamute as a loser's manifesto. This is one of my favourite reads over the New Year's period. We've got stories such as The Feminist, about a man who is doing all the right things to be the best feminist but still can't get a date.
Oh no! Poor guy!
In Picks we have a woman's tale of a hookup with a friend that turns into downright obsession. Ahigayo, I was Googling how to pronounce that and came up with some crazy stuff in the common area back then. Ahigayo, or The Ballad of Sexual Repression, is a queer man's dating life hits against his manga sadist fantasies.
Whoa.
So it really pushes boundaries. This book is very juicy. And I probably not since Patricia Lockwood's No One Is Talking About This of a book for me has really captured the internet, but this is deeper, longer, more sustained. It's really boundary pushing, and it's so outrageous that you become quite numb to it, which is kind of what the internet's like anyway, and it's making that more cartoonish and outlandish. So we're looking at identity, cancel culture, racism. Incel culture is a big theme through this book, and what it means to be good. And these are all told through all parts of the internet that we recognize, like Messenger friend groups, Reddit posts, group emails, meme tweets, which felt quite retro. We're just talking about the 2016 trend that people are doing on Instagram at the moment. Those kind of that Twitter culture is embedded in this book. And it is a book ultimately from its title about rejection. And there's every character is rejected, and all these characters are linked, and you don't quite realize until you get more deeper into the stories. Their retaliation is just over the top. And it confirms to me this disdain for the worst parts of the internet and the worst it can do for people. And however, as vile as some of these characters' behavior is, you can kind of recognize aspects within yourself of reactions or other people, if you're if you're a perfect angel. So this entire book is fast-paced, quippy, and quotable. It's the type of book you laugh out loud with, or you just have to read a little bit out of it to the person next to you. It is full on. And it's a tsunami of the worst in people, the internet and in culture. But it's super self-aware and becomes quite meta and turns itself inside out. So you don't know where it's going to go till the end.
Mm.
But as Gia Tolentino says on the cover, it's a thrill for the sickos among us. I just really enjoyed it. I just thought it was so zeitgeisty and of the time, and so, I don't know, did you guys ever listen to this podcast called Reply All? And they would do this segment called Yes, Yes, No, where people would try, one of them would try and interpret a tweet that's so deeply embedded with the internet that it's like a different language.
Oh my God.
This kind of feels like that. I had to do it. There's a lot of acronyms. I had to do a bit of Googling because there was stuff that I didn't even know what it was, but it all makes sense in the end. But yeah, you can kind of, you can see where we are now based on this book.
It's like those memes of people retweeting stuff and being like, none of these words are in the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, we've just evolved so far. How did we get here? Do you feel like you walked away from this book feeling really down on the state of the world, or feeling sort of like you could have a bit of a sense of humor about just how absurd it is?
I think you just have to laugh. Like, yeah. It's all you can do. When you feel like you've hit peak numbness.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Tony's like, his view is just so on the money that, yeah, if you didn't laugh, you would cry.
Mm.
Yeah, so whoa. I would really recommend it. I think you'll speed through it. I've given it to a few friends over the last couple of weeks, and they were laughing the way through, but one of them did say to me, it's quite full on, like, brace yourself for it. It's a roller coaster ride. So if you're ready for that, you should get into it. Yeah, it just spoke to me a lot.
Maybe this is the prescription for those suffering from brain rot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like,
something's still quite, it sounds like it's quite fast paced, and like,
yeah,
I guess having the multiple narratives, you get to jump
definitely
around.
And I just couldn't put it down, and I was on holiday when I started it, and you know, you're just like having to read, and while everyone's hanging out together, I'm just like, excuse me while I read my book, just keep talking. I'll be over here.
Nice one.
It sounds like such a full-on journey, but I think it's one that we should take, you know. If it pushes you that close to the boundary, I think being uncomfortable is a good thing in this instance.
Yes.
I love that when you sent it through, I just emailed back, looks twisted.
Yeah, that's right. Twisted, like, is a great word for it. Yeah.
For the sickos in us, deep down in all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the thing. It's like the worst of people are in here, but you too, you're like, that's someone I kind of know. Maybe it's me.
Wonderful. Someone I know very well.
So highly recommended. We've got a great pile on the table, so it's ready to go. It's $25, so it's a nice nice paperback, and we've got a few long weekends ahead of us, so this could be a good holiday read.
Cool. So cool. It sounds fascinating. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. It's lovely to be back for 2026.
It's lovely to have you back. Can't wait for another year of great reads.
Oh my God. This is a whole other like segment, but there's so many amazing books coming out this year. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I know lots of people who've got some great Christmas presents. I know maybe every woman I know received Patti Smith's new memoir.
Oh,
yes. Including myself.
Beautiful.
And I've started reading it, and so far so beautiful.
I'm reading it so slowly because I just want to savor, this is Patti Smith's Bread of Angels. I just want to savor it, like, because it's just, her words are so special.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of the same, actually. I mean, I'm generally a very slow reader anyway, but it is sort of like, you just want to take it in bit by bit rather than speed through it.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's a weird phenomenon. Every Patti Smith book I've ever read, I've read really slowly.
You just need to ruminate on every little bit, you know.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. Thank you, Time
Very
Out.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Talk to you soon.
That was Loose Reads.